Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Beis Omud Aleph, and we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are still in Siman Shin Aleph, which deals with various items of clothing and attachments to clothing that you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos, and it's called wearing as opposed to carrying. And we had gone through a complicated discussion yesterday regarding amulets, and we pick up already four lines down onto this Omud with Sif Chav Vav. The Mechaber tells us, Nemon lo maher rofe al atzmo. A physician, or we'll see over here, a person who writes an amulet is believed to say about himself, shehu mumche, that he is an expert. So we're talking here about the physician who's writing an amulet over here, and he is believed to say, yes, I'm an expert in this, I'm tried and tested, and he doesn't have to bring any sort of a proof, he doesn't even have to see, as we'll see, tell us who he healed already with such amulets. And likewise, we'll see that the amulet itself is also considered tried and tested and proven, with all the dinim that we talked about yesterday, assuming somebody states so. And the Mishneh Berurah says this in Sif Katan Kuf Gimel. Adin shenemon al hakameya lo marshi mumchis. The physician or the writer of this amulet is believed to say about the kameya, the amulet, that it is a tried and tested amulet. Delo chashdinon le sheyachave in lahachshu. We're not concerned at all over here that the person may lie about something like this. Now, Dear Shifut number 78 brings down, V'avshe edusa shel harofe shu mumche nogas lichvodo. It does have an impact on him. He's a nogeh bedover. If he says that it's good, well, he's saying, I'm a very impressive person. Nevertheless, when Moshe finds his that sound, the Igris Moshe writes, we can believe him. She'en zu siba shelo lamino. The fact that he's going to gain, so to say, in prestige by his what he's saying, that's not called nogeh bedover. And likewise, u'kishem shekol eid echod nemon bisurim. He says, in general, anytime a person states something, so he's making himself a little bit more prestigious by, well, I say that this is good, and everybody's going to listen to that. Even though he's a nogeh bedover in terms of monetary, well, I was the one that prepared this, and I say that it's kosher, so if you don't believe me, I'd have to throw it away. So therefore, we say that that's not called nogeh bedover. V'hosif, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal adds, says another reason to believe him is if this type of a knowledge will eventually become public. So, for example, if he says, I healed so-and-so, and then you go and ask so-and-so, did this doctor really heal you? And he says, no, I never met the guy. So then, obviously, you're a lawyer. So since this is something that will be able to be proven yes or no, a person won't lie about it. However, Rav Moshe says over here that we don't bring down that you have to say, I healed so-and-so over here, so the first answer is the better answer. We now go to Sif Chav Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Yotzin, a person is allowed to go out on Shabbos when he's wearing Beitzas Hachargo, the egg of a grasshopper, Ubishein Shalshuol, or with the tooth of a fox, Uvimasmer Hatzolov, or with the nail from a cross, Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. And he can go out with these things even on a weekday. And the chiddush is, this also can go out with it on Shabbos as well. It's not considered a problem. The ein bo mishum darke or mori. We don't say that these things don't have any medicinal purposes. And this is black magic. This is darke or mori. This is something that is like avodah zara or something that is inappropriate for a Jewish person to believe in. We do allow these things to be worn on a weekday and on Shabbos. If you're wearing them in a way that's wearing it, it's also allowed as well. And the Mishmur explains in Sifkat and Kuf Dalet. This Beitzas Chargol, he says, is a chogah, which is a grasshopper. And he says, look in the Gemara over there, which incidentally is in Shabbos on Daf Samach Zayin. And the Gemara over there tells us, Lamai Avdei Kol Dvar Meilu. What is the benefit? What diseases do each of these items have a benefit for? Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, Ubizmanam Hayu Elu Dvarim Ismachal Refuah. In those days, these were considered good medicinal therapies, and they were tried and tested. V'yesh lam din kameya mumcha, and they have the halachic status of being a proven kameya. V'shari lot says, Pam kishen tluyin olav. And if they're worn in the right way, as we described with the amulets, so then one can go out with these things as well on Shabbos, and it's not a problem on a weekday of Darkei HaMori as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein b'chol dover shum mishum refuah. And likewise, anything that has medicinal benefits to it, even if we don't necessarily know the pathophysiology, even if we don't necessarily know how it works, if it is considered to have medicinal benefits, you are allowed to go out with it, with any type of thing that has some sort of a record, a track record of being a medicinal therapy. However, avol mosa maisa, but if you're going and doing something on a weekday or on Shabbos, they nikar bo shum mishum refuah, and it's not clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes, it doesn't have recognizable value as a medicine, then if you're only doing it because of superstition or because of some idolatrous practice, then also mishum darki amor, then you're not allowed to do this on a weekday and certainly not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Katan Kuf Hei, Hainu, She'ein Nikar She'e Lufua. It has no recognized value as being for medicinal benefit. V'ha demur to bidvar manal. Aye, what about the other things that we just said you can go out with because they have medicinal benefits? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kivin She'omru Hayodim She'e Lufua. Because anybody who sees this says, oh yeah, that's what the general population, that's what the medical knowledge is, that those things have medicinal benefit. Mitzad Haskula. So somehow they work. How are they exactly work? We don't necessarily know. Hevei Kinikar. That's considered recognizable that you're doing it for medicinal benefit. Benefit, whether it works through a known mechanism or some sort of a skula mechanism. The bottom line is everybody realizes they're doing it for medicinal, so it's allowed to be done on a weekday or on Shabbos in a permissible way to carry it on Shabbos, and it's not called darkei or moru. But if it doesn't have that known benefit, so then the item is prohibited because of darkei or moru. The Mechaber continues, he writes, Avo kol lachash mutter. But any sort of an incantation is permissible. This would be permissible on a weekday and certainly permissible on Shabbos as well. There's no itzer involved in saying the incantation. So where an incantation is permissible, it's not a problem on a weekday or on Shabbos to say this. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Kuf Vav, Bafilu yadayin lo ismachi. And this is true for an incantation that isn't even proven. Then on the Yodim Shimabrapin, we don't really know that it will heal. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Mutu Becho, you are allowed to do this on a weekday, and as well, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. The only reason the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here on a weekday is because one could also include in this discussion amulets, which would not be allowed to be carried out on Shabbos because they're not proven. The Kivan, the Adinon, Sheesh L'choshim Shemarapin, because people know that there are certain incantations. In those days, people would say incantations all the time. And therefore, Amrinon, anybody watching this would say, Shemo Gambaze Yerape, this has medicinal benefit, even though we don't understand it or know it. And it would be recognizable that you're not doing it for darkei or mori, but you're doing it for medicinal reasons. And therefore, kivon shuregilos shal lachoshim irapul. And since in those days it was certainly apparent that these lachoshim somehow worked, they in iser ela beosin shiadanu shenamo ilim. The only time it would be prohibited is if you know for a fact that it doesn't work. Then it's over because of darkei or mori. But otherwise, the default position is that they do work, and you'd be allowed to say them on a weekday, and as well, you'd be allowed to say them on Shabbos because there's no iser involved. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'lo asu ela bi'osam shebidokon de'enu mo'ilim." And the only ones that are actually asur, either the incantations or the amulets, are the ones that are definitely found to be over here no good. And then you can't use them on a weekday, and you can't carry them or wear them out on a Shabbos as well. However, then the Mechaber brings down a more machmir opinion, and this is brought down in the name of the Ri, the Yeshmi Shechoshash Bechol Kameya Sheino Mumcha Mishum Darkei Amori. There is an opinion over here that's a more machmir opinion that says, unless you know for a fact that it does work, the default position is that you can't use it because of a concern of Darkei Amori. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this if Katan Kuv Zayin, Hikshu Bebir Agra, the Vilna Gaon asks over here in the Bir Agra, Ha Tanan, we said previously, the Ein Yotzim Bekameya Sheino Mumcha, that which we said that you can't go out with a Kameya that isn't proven, Mashma Ha Bechol Shaper Dami, that implies that on a weekday you could use it. It's only a problem on Shabbos. So here we seem to be saying that you can't even use this on a weekday. So he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, that is, in the Levushe Srod, Shenidchach Liyashiv, that he tries to give a teretz over there. It's a doichach type of a teretz. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'machola hudover sheyeshbo chashash sakone. If this is a truly seriously ill person, so then nearer the Lekuliyam Oshoi B'chol Gamne, then you would be allowed to use this unless you know for a fact it doesn't work. The Mechaber says in Siv Chav Ches, Mi sheyesh lo maka bepisas raglo. If somebody has some sort of a wound on the sole of his foot, the kosher olel matbeya, and he ties to it a coin, which they felt had certain medicinal purposes, as we'll see, that does two things. Number one, lahagein shelo yinogif baraglo. It protects the foot so it doesn't get further damaged. It's like a bandage or a protection, a cast, so to say, around the wound. Vegam hu mirape, and it also has medicinal benefits. So in this situation, mutter lotzis bo, a person would be allowed to go out with this on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuv Ches explains that this is from the Tur, Humi Lashon HaTur, Umashma Mizeh, that which we just said, it's apparent from this, Dibidavor She'eno Mirape, from the language of the Mechaber over here, brought down in the name of the Tur, that you need both, the medicinal benefit as well as the protective benefits. It implies, Dibidavor She'eno Mirape, if it is something that doesn't have any medicinal benefit, Elosh Osa Kidei Shelo Yinogei Paraglo, it only serves to protect the foot that it doesn't get worse than Osir, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it. And this is based upon what we learned in previous shiurim of Ozul Taimei B'Sif Chav Bei Zayin Shom. However, he brings down Abo Be'el Yeraba, Hevi B'Shem Kama Poskim. He brings down the El Yeraba in the name of various Poskim, which in the Shaaretzion, Os Kuf Chav Ches, he says that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Shulta Geborim, and the Ma'ari. as well as possibly the Mechaber and others. And he says, "Da'afilu im eino merape elo she'osek kidei lohage mitzad," that if its only benefit over here is not medicinal, but it's just to prevent it from getting worse, and that will prevent you from getting pain and suffering, gam ken mutu lotzisbo, you would also be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And this is also the opinion we can cause it with Tosef Shabbos, Mishay Moreno Arav, Rabbi Shmuel, Koden Ever. And he says, "Ayin le'el b'siv chof beiz, mashe kosavnu b'shem agra, the das ramavum gam kein ochi," that's also a leading opinion, "v'yaon kein," and therefore, "im chotach echtzbo b'shabbos," therefore, "aloch l'mais," if somebody cut his finger on Shabbos, "v'koreach chatichas beged oleo, shlo yisoreit b'vigodav," and he protects it in some way by putting some sort of a cloth around it so it shouldn't chafe and rub further against his clothing, "mutulot zizbo," you'd be allowed to go out with it. Miu, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yoseh Tovi would be preferable rather than using this nice piece of cloth, rather shiichroch alamokom azeh be'ezes smartut. Go and take some sort of a rag or something that's not choshev and wrap it around it." Because in this way, everybody would agree you can go out with it. The Bezdem Tzadi, the Prima Gordon, points out over here, the Lekuliyam Mashori Lotzisbo. Even those people that wouldn't allow you to go out with a more fancier type of a cloth would allow you to go out with this, because everybody would say that this smartut, this rag, or this bandage over here, the Lo Choshev, Ubatu Lagabi Amaka, it certainly is unimportant. It's not considered that you're carrying it because it's totally tofel, it's totally subordinate to the wound. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mihu b'chol gavni tzorich lirchotz mikodem adam shebeyetzbo." He points out that you should first wash the blood off your finger, kidei shelo yitztaba ayidei zeh, in order that the bandage doesn't get discolored. Now, obviously, if it bleeds afterwards, that's not a problem. You didn't do this. But if you put the bandage directly on the blood, so you're going to be, so to say, coloring the bandage. Dishavu number 80 points out that if it's a shas hadchak and you can't do anything about this, then we can be makel, because you're not really over a tzoveya, dying in this situation. It's only a din derabbanan, and if there's a shas hadchak, you could do this. Dishavu number 79 brings down, based upon the reason that we just brought down over here, that you can go out with this coin on your foot because, according to the lenient opinion, it says even if it's not medicinal, it doesn't have a medicinal benefit, you can go out because it prevents tzar. So he brings down from the Minchus Shabbos, sheish lahatir lotzeis b'mishkafayim l'shus harabim, that you can go out with glasses in a public area, which is something that we discussed in great detail in a previous year. And he says here's an additional reason to do so, because it's like a kameya, because it's preventing you from being damaged or hurt, from not being able to see well. And he says the same reasoning applies from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that a person could go out with a hearing aid, because again, in both of these situations, they're like a kameya, and therefore they would be permissible. Now, we discussed both of these things in a previous year in more detail, Ayin Shom. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Kuvtes says that you can go out with this coin tied around the sole of your foot. So we said, V'dafko bishu kosher esamapel apisaraglo mibod yom. You have to have tied this on Friday. You can't tie this on Shabbos. Beze smartut lo choshev ubotil. And you should do this in a way that is preferably with the smartut, this rag, that's not considered a choshev thing and it's subordinate to the wound. Avolim kosher oz bedover shu choshev. But if you tied it with something that is choshev, also lotzis b'shabbos, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos, as we've already explained in Siv Chav Beis. Mechaber in Siv Chav Tes writes, Hayotze b'talas mekupeles al ksefa. If a person goes out with his talus folded up around his shoulders, dahainu, what does that mean? Shela'acha shenason al rosho, after you put it on over your head, magbiyah shule al ksefa. You then lift up the rest of the talus and you wrap it around your shoulders. Then when you go out with that on Shabbos, you're not called wearing it, you're called carrying it. Chayav chatos. And in fact, this is an issa daraisa, because this is like wearing it as a scarf. If you put the talus just around your shoulders, that's not called wearing the talus, that's called carrying the talus, and you would actually be chayav chatos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Yud writes, V'kol sheken kishesiru legamrei mi'al atzmo, and certainly if you totally took it off you, and you folded it up, the kipla, unesanu aksefo, you took the folded talus, and you laid it over your shoulders. So that certainly is the chayav. That is absolutely also prohibited to do. Kuf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, She'ein zeh derech malbush, because when you wear it like a scarf around your neck, only your talus, that is not considered a malbush, the heavy lay masri, and it's as if you're carrying it. Incidentally, I should point out that we had discussed it when we learned the hilchos halachos of talus, that a person who's wearing his talus in this fashion around his neck like a scarf is not yotze wearing a talus. Dishavu number 81 points out, Ach, Imrak Mesir es taliso mi'al rosho. But if a person takes his talus off his head, he's not wearing the talus over his head. And the rest of the talus is, so to say, around his body. And the part that's over his head normally when he wears this over his head is now folded up, so to say, on his shoulders. So Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says that's not a problem when you can go out in the street wearing that. So people wear their talus over the head, and now it's, so to say, folded a little bit, the part that normally goes over the head, that's on their shoulders, and the rest of the talus is on the rest of their body. So a person could walk out like that even in a Rosh Hashanah, and that's called wearing the talus. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, Avolim eino mikupelis al kseifav, ele mishuleshes barachba lamata mikseifav shari. If a person is still wearing the talis, but he's lifted it up from the bottom, so it's a little bit folded over on his back, but it still goes down quite a bit. It just doesn't go down all the way that the talis does, so it's somewhat folded over on his back. That is permissible. Shemayachashu misate betaliso, since he is wearing the talis, umiskase bo kisefu vagufu, and his shoulders and his back, his part of his body, are in fact covered up by the talis, so the fact that it's doubled over a little bit is not a problem. Even though it's not as long as it normally goes down, because it's a little bit folded over, mutter, that is permissible. And the Mechaber continues and he writes, Val Pizeh, based upon this, mutter lisatev pataliso tachasa glima ulavio levesa knesses. A person is allowed to wear his talis underneath his overcoat and bring it to the shul in that way. Go carry through even a Rishus HaRabim, even though the talis is going to be somewhat folded up so it doesn't stick out through his overcoat, his jacket, his raincoat, whatever he's wearing over his talis. Nevertheless, that is considered wearing the talis. Again, he's not wearing it as a scarf. He's wearing it mostly over his body, even though some of it is folded over his shoulders. That is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Beis explains this further. He says, "Hainu, afilu menu mechasa barov gufo. Even if the talis now is not covering up most of his body, it's still permissible. However, he brings down v'yesh machmir medover. There are those that are stricter. The boin and shei mechasa barov gufo. You should at least try to keep the majority of your body covered with your talis, even if some of it is folded over." Sifkat and Kuf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says that the kavan over here of the mechaber is as follows: Both in zeh shemiskatzer katzos melamata, you're pulling up your talis a little bit over your body because it doesn't, you don't want it to stick out over the coat. The kivan shal kopanim utov hu ad lamata mikseifo, since it still is covering up a significant part of your back. Dafal gav shemagbiyah shulav milamata, and even though it's not going all the way down, it is permissible. Shari. The lisatev called gufo bo kimo bebeis haknesses, to totally wear your talis the same way you do in shul. Koshelasos king kisholich b'rishus harabim. That's a little bit difficult to do when you're walking in the rishus harabim. Afshil bash glima olav milamala, even though you're wearing a coat over it, and therefore it is permissible to keep it somewhat folded over. Now we have an interesting rama over here, which is not found right here. The Rama that we're about to say is found actually at the end of the next Sif, at the end of Sif Lamed. And why are we reading it over here? Because the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Yud Daled brings down from the Be'er Hagola, which we can see over here as well, and the bottom of the Be'er Hagola, and he writes, Kan Shayach Hagoh, the Sif Sha'acharzeh, and he brings down from the Be'er Hagola, the Ola Shabbos, that the Rama that's found at the end of Sif Lamed actually belongs over here, at the end of Sif Chav Tes. Mishbro continues, he says, however, the Vilna Gaon's commentary, which will be found at the end of Sif Lamed, he disagrees, and he says that the Hagah of the Ramah, Amakom Omedes, actually belongs over there at the end of Sif Lamed. That Ramah says, Hagah, even though you have it folded over, the right is folded over somewhat on the left, the left is folded over somewhat on the right. The derech lelav shabakach, that's the normal way. People fold their talents over a little bit. That's just to beautify yourself. That's the way people wear their talents, and it's perfectly permissible, brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef. So if you read this over here, like the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Hagola, and the Ola Shabbos suggests, so this is just a continuation. The Ramah is adding on over here that if you fold up the talis in a certain way, it's not considered a problem. So, Yitz Hashem, we will wait till we read the entire Sif Lamed to go further into this. In Yitz Hashem and tomorrow's shir, that will conclude today's shir.